Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Let's Talk About, and today we're going to be talking about homelessness in the UK. So at the moment there is a quarter of a million homeless people in the UK, and now this is just the visible numbers. One thing that we do have is what's known as invisible homelessness, and that's people living in cars and living in, you know, caravans and whatnot, who are actually classed as homeless, but because they do, for instance, live in their car, they're not seen as the recorded numbers of homelessness. I'll leave a link into a video about a guy who is, he's called Carl, and he talks about his life as an invisible homeless person. But so there's at least 250,000 people in the UK that are homeless, and one of the problems that we have is that the government is kind of putting these numbers to one side. They try not to look at them, they try not to think about them or work on it. And thankfully we do have a thing in that people have kind of seen this and they're acting with themselves. We have a lot of homeless shelters and people know that there is something wrong and we should help these people, but the government is trying to do things against them in a way. So it puts on benches, it puts, you know, spikes and that, and clamps on benches. It puts up small barricades, which means that people can't sleep on them. In shop doors, you have small spikes around anywhere that someone could possibly sleep. And the whole idea is that they're trying to stop people from finding shelter at night. And now this is the UK, which gets very cold at night, especially in winter. The problem is that a lot of people then don't have anywhere to sleep that's appropriate, or, you know, anywhere that they can sleep. And George Orwell, in his book Down and Out in Paris and London, spoke about the homelessness in the UK and said that society, or rather laws and the government, is against homeless people and poverty. And that was written, you know, decades ago, and it's still the same facts now, and it's still the same opinions by the government now. But we should turn this around, we need to turn this around, and the government should try to help them. And actually the government can use them a great deal. One thing that we should look at is the Great Depression of the 1930s. Okay, so in October 1929, the Wall Street crashed and America went into depression. But one thing that Roosevelt tried to do when he was president is kind of put forward some initiatives and some agencies to try and get employment back up and that, because employment had hit a rock bottom and there were so many unemployed people. And so he tried to turn that around, and he created different agencies and different policies that helped people. For instance, there was an agency that kind of rebuilt infrastructure and built schools and that. Now, I'm not saying we have to go around building new schools and whatever, but there can be projects and that we can use homeless people for, instead of workers or any other people, that would mean that this homeless kind of problem can reduce. And so also what we should say is that companies must also employ homeless people as well. We should make it that a percentage of their employment should be homeless people. And to do that, I suppose you would have to set up a system in which homeless people sign up for a thing and register as homeless, so then we can know then the numbers that companies are employing and whatnot. And that would be a great way to ensure that then they can earn money to not only survive and then hence not need to beg on the street or anything, but they can also then perhaps even gain an income and then from that build themselves up and get back into a normal life and a productive one. Because at the moment what you find is that, you know, they're so focused on trying to survive and get enough money for food and that they can't get, you know, a job. they struggle because of the stigma that comes with being homeless, and that people think they're dirty and unhygienic, which is false. You know, they're still human. And we should, you know, we should definitely focus on trying to help them, not trying to isolate them, you know, from society, and try to integrate them, because again, you know, they are people. And so that is definitely a thing that we need to exercise in society. And, you know, a lot of countries have done things to help them, and I think the UK, you know, it can do more, because, you know, when you look at unemployment, we've got, you know, the benefit system and whatnot. So there is kind of this idea that, you know, people are, in a way, helped. But then you look at things like the fact that they put up the barriers and everything on benches, which kind of stops them from being able to sleep. What is a better way, and it's on our Twitter, is that there's these benches which can fold up and provide more shelter. And these are much better, because then it allows actual shelter for the people. Now, of course, there are homeless shelters in England, and there are places that people can go to, which is amazing in that, and the volunteers there do amazing jobs. But, you know, sometimes people don't have access to it, or it's, you know, it's perhaps too late, or, you know, they're in difficulties. But one thing that is certain, and it's come up in the news recently, is about derelict houses. And this is something actually that should be exercised as well, is that there's thousands or hundreds of houses around the UK which are derelict, and no one's living in them. And these should be used for homeless people to live in and reside, because it's, you know, it's not being used, so, you know, no harm's going to come, and you can set up a system in which they can pay, you know, a rent. Of course, it doesn't have to be extremely high, because that would be, you know, impossible for them to pay, but, you know, if there is a need for, you know, to get some money back, then of course. However, one may argue that by them having a house and everything that they can live in, they can then, in the future, when they climb out of this homelessness, can then bring and become more economically active, and hence will give back to the nation itself. But either way you look at that, it's true that these houses, which you know, no one's living in, must be used for people to live in, because otherwise there is, you know, there's no point in having them, and it would seem stupid not to use them. And so, altogether, the one main thing that I've stated is that we need to do various things to make sure that homeless people can kind of lift themselves out of homelessness. And one thing we also need to do is reduce the stigma of them being dirty or unhygienic, you know, because even though they might be unhygienic and whatnot, they are still human, and you know, and there's always been stories that have come up in the news of when a homeless person has saved someone who has fallen in a river or something. And because they are still human, they still do help people, and they still, you know, do come into society. And so they are, you know, we must give back to them. We shouldn't isolate them, we must help them. So thank you very much for watching. That has been all for today about homelessness. Please look online, because there are tons of charities in the UK and tons of people who are helping the homeless, and that it is a big problem that we've recently found in the UK. So please, please, please look them up, volunteer for them, help them out, donate to them, you know, anything. So thank you for watching. Please, you know, comment your thoughts, and please share this around to kind of, you know, spread the message of the action on homelessness. Thank you very much, and see you next time.